Okay, hello everyone. So usually Thursdays we do Parsha, but there is no Parsha this week or for the next couple of weeks because we just have holidays every single Friday, Saturday, every Shabbat. So instead, what probably this week and next week we'll talk about is the Yom Tov coming up. So next week we'll talk about Shmini Atzeret and Simchas Torah. This week we are talking about the holiday coming up tomorrow, which is
Sukkot.
Very good. Okay, glad that you guys are all on the same page. I was worried maybe someone would say Pesach, and you know, we'd have a problem. Okay, so there are five or what? Every day is Pesach. Okay, so there are five. There are five names for Sukkot that we generally use. Let's see if people can get it. First one should be very easy. Sukkot, very good, Josh. Okay, everyone's paying attention. I'm paying attention also. Everyone else is not. Okay, any of the other names for Sukkot? Chag HaSif. Okay, not what I was looking for, but okay.
Zvan Simchatena.
Zvan Simchatena, very good. I don't know why I said five. I have four here, but let's go one more. What does the Gemara call? Anyone? What does the Gemara refer to it? No, Atzeret is Shavuos. Very good. That, but you think that's what the Chachamim call Shavuos? Anyone? It's a little bit of a trick question. No. It's just called Chag. In the Gemara, whenever whenever the Gemara says Chag, it's referring just to Sukkot. But we're going to focus on Zman Simchatenu for a second here because it's a little bit strange. Because really, to every Yom Tov, there's an element of Simcha, right? So why is it that Sukkot in particular is called Zman Simchatenu? Really, every holiday should be called Zman Simchatenu. So let's just make the question a little more pointed, which is Pesach is called Zman Chirutenu, the time of our freedom. Shavuos is called Zman Matan Torahtenu, the giving of the Torah. Both of them hit the nail on the head, yes? Everyone agrees? Pesach, freedom, yes? Pesach, freedom? Pesach, freedom? Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes? Passover, freedom, Marjorie?
Yes.
Okay. What? Yes. Shavuos, giving of the Torah, yes? Giving of the Torah, makes sense? Yes? Yes? Cheesecake, yes? Makes sense. Sukkot? Question is, why do we call it Zman Sukkotenu? Zman Lulav Ve'etrogenu? Like, let's be really pointed. Why not just call it what it is? Why are we calling it Simchatenu? There's Simcha to every single holiday.
Because we don't call Shavuot holiday of getting the Torah.
I mean, Zman Matan Torahtenu, the time of the getting of the Torah. Okay, but it's referring to the historical. I mean, that is Pesach is called Pesach because of the carbon Pesach.
We don't call it Chag HaMatzah or
anything. We do in the Torah, Chag HaMatzos.
I guess like all the names are covered. You're saying why Chag Simchatenu?
But why is it called Simchatenu? Why not call it after an element of the holiday that's unique to the holiday itself? But that's an element of Simcha. But there's an element of Simcha in every holiday. Like we say in Kiddush, what do we say in Kiddush? Moadim l'Simcha, Chagim u'Zmanim l'Sason. Et Yom Chag HaMatzos hazeh. Et Yom Chag Shavuos hazeh. Et Yom Chag Sukkot hazeh. Every single Shalosh Regalim for Kiddush, you're saying Moadim l'Simcha. Every single Moed, every single Yom Tov has an element of Simcha. So okay, yeah, water drawing. Okay, Shkoyach. So it has Simcha.
Party, Rabbi.
Okay, and Pesach has a big shawarma party, and Shavuos has a big cheesecake party. You know, okay, so there's parties, but why is that?
Back in the day, like in the Beis Hamikdash, they had the water drawing party. There's no that celebration.
Okay, but that's just an element of Simcha connected to that holiday. But there's an element of Simcha in every holiday. Meaning, what makes Sukkot unique to call it the time of happiness as opposed to any other holiday that has happiness? Yeah, okay, so good. That's what we're going to get into next. So, Moadim say, very good, Sarsef. Very good segue. Pesach, if you look at the Psukim in Parshat Re'eh, It talks about the Mo'adim. Pesach, I was going to bring a source sheet, but then you guys didn't like source sheets. When I brought it in on Tom Gedalia, you guys got very scared. So I decided not to print out source sheets. So I'll just tell you that if you look in Re'e, by Pesach, there is no words of happiness connected to Pesach, sad times of freedom for all. No happiness on Pesach. If you look at Shavuos, it says, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. You should be happy before Hashem, your God. So it goes from zero simcha, sad times of freedom, to being happy in front of God for Shavuos. So then what is it that, so you're going from zero simcha to one simcha. But then by Sukkot it says, V'samachta b'chagecha, V'aita. Those are two different psukim. In case you didn't know, that's just the name of the song. The song takes two different psukim, the beginning of one pasuk, the end of a different pasuk, and joins them together. But it's two different psukim. But it is two different verses that talk about this idea of simcha, of happiness. So there's two ideas of happiness. So you're going from zero happiness on connected to Pesach, one happiness connected to Shavuos, two happinesses connected to Sukkot. We're all on the same page. Question, comments, concerns? Anyone? Questions, comments, concerns? No? Okay. So, what? All concerns. Yes, always concerns. Okay. So, the other thing, if you notice, is not only going up in number of simchas from Pesach to Shavuos to Sukkot, but also the quality of the simcha, right? So zero simcha, zero happiness. Then the one happiness in Shavuos is lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God. And Sukkot is vayita ach sameach. What does ach sameach mean? And don't say your brother. Spell differently. Ach means only simcha, rak simcha. So you're going from zero simcha in front of Hashem, always happy. So you're going through this process of happiness that brings you through. And that's an idea that my Rebbe says is, why is it called Mo'adim L'Simcha? He says that it's a process of Mo'adim, of holidays, L'Simcha, towards happiness. So it's slowly building of the happiness as you're going through the year from Nisan, right? From the beginning of the year, and the Torah is always starting with Nisan, with Pesach, that we call it the beginning of the year, all the way to the end of the year, Sukkot, which is the last holiday before we rewrap to the beginning of the Torah holiday season again. So he calls it Mo'adim L'Simcha. You're building up to happiness. And it's all a pathway, basically, to happiness, but also pathway to Sukkot. Because you're going through this process that brings you towards Sukkot. So the question is, what's the connection between Sukkot and Simcha, that you have this idea of two happinesses on Sukkot, only happiness on Sukkot? My Rebbe says as follows. On Pesach, Pesach is all looking at the past, right? It's all about the past redemption, you know, leaving Egypt, getting out, going into, you know, getting into to Matan Torah, getting to that point. Yes? Yes, we're all on the same page? Looking at the past. Shavuot is looking at the current, at the present, because even though we got the Torah in the past, we live in a reality of Torah, meaning what we live every single day is a reality of Torah. So if we are living in a reality of Torah every single day, that is our present. So it means that the last available one, Sukkot, must be about past, but future. Very good. Okay, Chaim's paying attention. And it's on the recording, yes. It's all about the future. And if you look, it's all about the future. What's the future? The future is Olam Haba, the next world. So if you look at the Haftorahs that we read on this holiday season by Sukkot, it all talks about the end of days, Gog Magog, which is like the final war before the end of days. So it all connects to this element of end of days and endings kind of happening. So now we called it, was the holiday, we called the, one of the names that we called it was Chag HaSif, the gathering of the crops, because this is the time where you're where you're gathering the last of the crops before the winter where everything dies. So anything that was left, this is your last chance to harvest, just so that way all the farmers know, make sure to harvest before before your crops die. So Chag HaAsif, it's called. In the Torah, in Sefer Bereishit, in the whole book of Genesis, anytime it says, anytime basically someone dies, it doesn't say that they dies, that they die. It says, Vayesaf Elamav, that he's gathered into his people. Very strange language. But when they say that they're gathered into the people, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of our forefathers were all gathered into their people. So this is the same idea, gathered into the people. So this is gathering of the crops. So when you're saying the Chag HaAsif, the gathering of this holiday, it's really just telling you, like, this is the end of everything, right? End of days, end of life here, those types of things. And what do we read on Chol HaMoed Sukkot? We read Megillat Kohelet, which is about Shlomo HaMelech at the end of his days. Shlomo is dying, and he's saying, wow, looking back at his life, saying like, wow, everything is pointless. Everything in this world is pointless. There's nothing worthwhile in this world. So it's all looking about the future, about like Olam Haba and the ending of everything now. So basically all of history, if we transpose this idea of building towards the end, which is Sukkot, which is an element of Simcha, and the time of Simcha. So all of history then is then building to this idea of Simcha. It says in the Tochacha in Kitavo, why, like, all these bad things that are going to happen to you, right? If you don't listen to God, if you don't do his commandments, all these terrible things are going to happen. But it gives a reason, oddly enough. And it says there, the reason is, Tachad lo avadata et Hashem Elokecha, you didn't serve God, b'simcha v'tov levav, that you didn't serve God with happiness and with a gladdened heart. So we see that even when you're punished, it's not just that you didn't listen to God. It's not that you just did commandments. It's that you didn't do commandments with love, with a full heart, with simcha, with this element of happiness. So when you're building up to things, what are we building up to? What's the end of Sukkot? One day earlier. Hoshana Rabbah. There we go. Hoshana Rabbah is really the last day of Sukkot. If Hoshana Rabbah is really the last day of Sukkot, so there's this idea of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana comes from the word Hoshea, technical English is salvation, but it's a terrible English translation. So we're just going to use the Hebrew, which is Yeshua, which is, again, this salvation idea. But we use this word a lot, Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshanot, right? We march around in a circle around the Bima several times with the Lulav and Etrog, also called Hoshanos. We yell, Hoshana, Leman, Chavoteinu, Hoshana. And we walk around every single day for 7 days. If you want to see something really funny, go to shul and just watch men try to walk in a circle. It doesn't work. Definitely something to look at. But basically, one of the things that we say in also Kiddush, not only do we say Mo'adim L'Simcha, but we also say Samchinu Bishuatecha. We don't say it in Kiddush, we say it in Shmoneh Esrei. But Samchinu Bishuatecha means that you're going to be happy or you're going to be gladdened in the salvation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem saving you. So if it clearly there's a connection here between Simcha, this idea of happiness, and Yeshua, salvation. Terrible translation again. So what's the connection between these two? The paragraph that we've been saying at the end of Davening every day is L'David, which is basically we've been saying from Elul all the way to the end of Hoshana Rabbah. So if we're saying this entire, or till Shmini Atzeres really, but if we're saying this the entire season, clearly it's trying to tell us something. And if you look at one of the main themes that's trying to tell you in L'David, you should highly recommend looking at the text in English. We say it every single day, at least twice a day, is that it's basically saying, God, I want a face-to-face interaction with you. I want to be face-to-face. Can we have that face-to-face again? And after we proclaim God as King in Rosh Hashanah, then we say, okay, God is great. Now we realize how terrible we are. So then we confess all of our sins and we're clapping ourselves in al-chayt, al-chayt, how terrible I am. Now that we've gotten to this point of like, calming ourselves down. Now we get to this point of extreme happiness, of being able to be with God and try to revive this face-to-face connection again. And if you look at the root of the word Yeshua, it comes from the word sin ayin, which it means it comes up first by the Cain and Hevel story, which basically means to turn. So we're asking God to turn towards us. That's what Yeshua really means. Yeshua doesn't mean salvation. It means we're asking God to turn towards us, to realize that we're here, to give us that face-to-face interaction that we crave so badly again. So what? How does it all relate together? In the end of Masechet Ta'anit, it says that in the end of the days, all the tzaddikim, or some many people say everyone, is going to be sitting in a circle around God. Why a circle? Because everyone is equidistant, and God is in the center. And we're just, everyone is enjoying from God's radiance. And what did they all? They all point to the center. They're pointing to God, basically. And they're saying, Ze Hashem kivinu lo nagila v'nismecha bishuato. So we're gonna be so happy that we're so gladdened with God's salvation. Terrible word, God's turning. We're finally all in a circle looking at God face to face, and we're saying, wow, we're so happy that you were able to return to us face to face. So when we come to this Sukkot time period, what we're really asking, especially as we walk through, the simcha that we're looking for is really the simcha of knowing that God is turning his face to us, that he's returning back to us, that he's coming and saying, we want that relationship, we want this to come together. When we get to the end, and we're going to talk about Shemini Atzeret Simchas Torah next week, we're just getting through this process of the end and looking forward to the end of days where everyone recognizes God and we're all just able to realize, hey, God's looking directly at us. He's face to face with us. He's not hiding anymore, and there's nothing else to worry about, because it's just being happy with God that he and I have a good relationship. And that's what Sukkot is about also. After we claim God as king, and we've klapped al chait, and we confessed our sins, and we cried a little bit, or not, we're able to say, I'm happy with God, and happy with me, because God and I have a great relationship right now. And that's where we are on Sukkot. So this Sukkot season, I just want to, last piece before I let you guys all go to run to class, is as follows. Sukkot season, it's the only holiday where you're totally surrounded by a mitzvah, where you walk into a sukkah and it's surrounding you on all five sides, not the floor, unless you have a floor mat. But let's say five sides, the four walls and a roof above you. It's the only time that you're totally, totally surrounded by a mitzvah. So when you go into the sukkah Friday night, tomorrow night, or if it's raining, because I think it's supposed to rain, Saturday, or whenever it is that... Okay, the first time you go into the sukkah, that's not raining, that's on the holiday. Take a moment to appreciate the fact that you made it through the holiday season of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You got to this point, and that you're totally surrounded by a mitzvah right now. God's literally enveloping you in a hug, and he's just saying, just be with me. Take a moment, close your eyes to realize what that means, that you have a closeness to God that we don't have before, and that this is what it's going to be like in the end of days, that God is just giving you this close hug that you're enjoying from the radiance of God. And with that, I wish you a Chag Sameach, a Shabbat Shalom, that bracha, that we should all feel the radiance of God. B'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.